Having the number one album and single at the exact same time is rare in one country, but Men at Work were able to do it on both the American and British charts on this date, January 29th, 1983. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Men at Work's debut album, Business as Usual, was released at the end of 1981 in Australia. And by the beginning of 1982, they were already one of the most successful acts of all time in their home country. The band had been together for a few years by that point, with the Scottish-born Colin Hay and Australian Ron Stryker leading a group that perfectly combined late 70s rock with early 80s new wave. Australians loved them immediately, and by mid-1982, Business as Usual was released to the rest of the world, except for the United States. CBS Records rejected the album twice for the American audience. Meanwhile, Men at Work opened for Fleetwood Mac on a Canadian tour, then followed that up with another Canadian tour as headliners. The album finally did come out in the US, where it would gain traction and become a sensation. It would eventually reach the top of the Billboard album chart and remain on top for 16 straight weeks. The videos for both Who Can It Be Now and Down Under would become early MTV standouts, both reaching the top of the Billboard chart, and the next year, the group would win the Grammy for Best New Artist. But sudden massive success would cause tensions in the band, who weren't ready for what had happened. Hay would be perceived as the leader of the group, even though it originally began as an equal duo with Streichert. The band would also party too much, and the music became secondary to fame. When the follow-up album Cargo was released, it would also reach the top of the charts, but the wheels were coming off, and Hay fired bassist John Rees and drummer Jerry Spizer, and just one more album would follow before the band called it quits. Despite the challenges of fame, Men at Work were superstars on this date, January 29th, 1983, when they had the rare double number one with a single and album at the top, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.